Morning, Mission Boulevard. Truly, it is great to be in the house of the Lord. Maybe for some of us more than others. I really appreciate your prayers and covet your prayers for this afternoon. I just wanted, as a point of introduction, and thank you, Brother Robert, to just thank everyone for your support. Chula and I were thinking last night, it goes back to about 20 years, the Lord laid on her heart to start a dessert auction at the time for Panama, and it's grown into Latin American missions, and it would not be possible without the heart and the love and the support of all of you. And on behalf of my wife, I just want to say thank you, and then now I'll turn that over to Brother Robert for an update.
Okay, thanks a lot,
Tim.
Thanks,
sir. Yeah, I really appreciate Chula organizing this, getting this thing going and taking the initiative on it years ago. It's been a great blessing to the guys in Latin America. And like Brother Tim said, the ministry in Latin America has grown really to now there's five countries where Mission Boulevard has people that are directly associated, besides missionaries that we support. Other than that, just regular missionaries, but folks that are actually directly connected to the church here that came out of it in one way or another. Now it's getting down to second and third generation, you might say, which is interesting. Say today is really interesting, the 5th of May. This happens to be the Panamanian election day. They're electing their president today, and all of the other officials in the country, they have a comprehensive one-day election in which everywhere down to the mayors get elected. And they prepare for it well in advance. We could learn a lot from their electoral system. They do it all in one day. All the results are in by night. There's not near as much possibility for monkey business. And they prepare everybody way ahead of time. It's interesting, their electoral process, and I just mention it because we happen to be in an election year too. And you know, it's interesting, a bunch of countries in the world are this year. This is a kind of an interesting year politically. And what they do is they get everybody, they have all these announcements on television months ahead of time, get your ID, your national ID updated, so that you're sure that you can present it, because nobody can vote without presenting their ID that has their picture on it, and you know this, and their cedula number, which is their national identity, like a social security number for us. But so they have to have that, and they have the campaign is strictly regulated. It can only begin, the candidates can only begin to campaign, put up billboards and things like that, ads in newspapers and radio. After a certain date, and they have to stop 1 week before the election actually starts. So a week ago, the campaign was over. There was nobody could have any announcements or anything. This is to give people time to reflect. And then the voting is today. And on voting day, it's real interesting because the police are out on the streets, and they're monitoring people. When you vote in Panama, they put some ink on your hand that certifies. I mean, you can't wash it off for a day or for two or three days, so there's no way that there can be any confusion about it. And so the police are looking at people. They set up roadblocks, and they check everybody. Have you voted? Well, you hadn't voted. Well, what are you waiting on? Get over there and vote. They encourage people to vote. And the voter turnout is approximately 75% of the people. So it really reflects the general desire of the population. A lot we could learn from it, like I say. But anyway, today is the day, Panamanian Election Day. And it's also, for us, it's the day to support Latin American missions. And I want to start out, I've got, I think it's seven videos. Seven videos. We're going to go all the way from Panama to Colombia, Nicaragua, and end up in Ecuador on these videos. And so there's a There's over 20 minutes of video, so I want to get started. I'm going to make a few comments on some of them. And I'd like to say, let's see, yeah, I've got here. I have the prayer letter recently put out by Brother William Aya. I'll be reading a few highlights of it during his video. I've got Cristobal Yanez's prayer letter, which I'm not going to read any highlights. We're more familiar with his ministry than about anybody. But if anybody's interested in seeing it, he hadn't actually published it yet, but this is the translation that was done. And then I've got also for Oscar Chavez a narration for his video, which I'm going to try to read and keep up with the video. And I've practiced it. I think it'll work. But in any case, this is his, if anybody's interested in reading Brother, or any of these pieces of paper afterwards, just come up to me, please. I'll loan them to you and you can read them if you miss the information. So let's start out. We're going to start out with a video by Brother Alexis Gordon. And I'd like to say about him, I'm not going to try to narrate really, other than to say that he has two missions, one in the city of Colon in Panama, which is on the Caribbean side of the country, and then the work in Cuba, which you'll also see a little bit about. And he's involved in radio, and you'll see him doing the radio. A lot of the pictures, this was made by his daughter. And that's interesting because William Aya's video was also made by his daughter. So the daughters are getting into the video. I guess the old dads find it easier. The young and modern folks can do it a little better. Anyway, here's Brother Alexis Gordon's video. This is all pictures of Cologne. He built a room in his house that you can see right here that to have meetings, and that's where the mission there meets. And they have all kinds of other activities, of course, but I guess the daughter thought that it was important to show the get-togethers. Brother Alexis has sponsored and sent in a member of the church in Cañasas, the Bethel Baptist Church of Cañasas, Veraguas, Panama. This is an evangelistic ongoing thing that he's got going. He does this in parks and open areas. And has a Life of Christ film and preaching. Gets people together. There's Alexis. Oh, there's some weird gringo. Now, why he put me in, she put me in there, I guess, or something. He misspelled tracks. In Spanish, it's hard to say the CT sound, really. He speaks English pretty good, but he missed it on tracks. Of course, in all these ministries, you'll find an emphasis on discipleship, because ultimately that's the way that the work is going to continue. And so Brother Alexis is big on that. He is a really in-depth Bible teacher. He studied a lot. This is their meeting that they have Sundays and Wednesdays in Cologne. They also have some other evangelistic meetings in different places in the city of Cologne. Regular weekly discipleship meetings, or little home studies really is what they are. But that's where they meet on Sundays. Now, School of Parents really means what we would call PTA. This is a thing that the Ministry of Education has of these events. And because of the school books that Brother Cristobal wrote, a bunch of the guys in the ministry in Panama are able to address these meetings of the parent-teacher associations. So that's a real interesting aspect of the ministry. Alexis radio program is on Thursdays and Sundays. And one of the members of the mission is the manager of a radio station. This Cry for Panama project was a prayer project that Brother Alexis organized. He asked men from different places, different countries, to pray for Panama, and that he was going to make a video of it. The video's out there of various men that he asked to pray for Panama, and he's also airing this in Panama. It's being broadcast. It's on the internet, and this was preparatory to a big evangelistic campaign that he's going to be doing this year. And so you recognize some of these folks.